Alrighty, kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi pōho, he parakuihi tēnei, you're on BFM Breakfast and it's that time to listen to this Franken package of interviews, field recordings, yarns and everything in between. An attempt to capture the adventure that was Twisted Frequency 2025-2026 in Takaka this year. Nick from Tuesday Drive and I went down. We had an awesome party and we did a bunch of yarns and got to meet some of the wonderful people that made it all possible, including some of the artists as well. And it was just really, really special. I can't stress enough what a wonderful grassroots kaupapa this is. And you may have heard there was some wild weather, but actually, the worst of the weather was definitely on New Year's Eve, from which you'll hear a little weather report from BFM program director Molly, aka Molly Breeze in this moment, who had a barometer with them. it's a real time. But the worst of the weather happened on New Year's Eve, and then from there it cleared up, and honestly it was so special to just see everyone get on with it. You know, the cleanups just happened because it had to, and it was a real community sort of spirit, and the Wairua was strong, and there was plenty of pea straw, and there was a little bit of mud, but everyone had their gumboots, or some people just went barefoot, and that's what it was. But it was a real special time, and they're doing it a little hard at the moment. Ticket sales, as you know, for a lot of grassroots festivals are struggling, and they had a little bit of gear damaged by some of the weather, I believe. So they've opened up ticket sales for next year nice and early. It may be the last Twisted Frequency ever, so if you have the means and you want to support, please, please, please buy a ticket early. You can also give koha if you are in a position to donate to this beautiful festival. But in the meantime, to give you a small taster of what it was like to be on the ground at this 5-day festival where the music is non-stop, here is the package. Brace yourselves. Karangara, karangara.
Kia ora, it's Nick and Rosetta here from 95BFM.
We're here at Twisted Frequency in Takaka 2025-2026, checking out what's happening on the ground.
Thanks for having us, thanks for letting us be in this space. Thank you, the dojo. Thank you for having us open up with some tangapuro play to the whenua, and welcome everyone in to the dojo and what's gonna be a great night and the rest of Twisted. Tihei, Moriora.
Moriora, how you guys feeling?
Kia ora, Vu. Yo, yeah, we're feeling good. Got a little bit of rest last night, but it's been mean so far, still early days, eh?
A little bit of rain out there, we're feeling good?
Yeah, hati. Honestly, I thought it was going to be worse than it is now. Like, last night was, I think they anticipated it to rain pretty hard, yeah. But it was all good. Hopefully today is, like, going to clear up, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah. You guys played an awesome set yesterday and you had the immense privilege of opening up the dojo. What does it mean to play a slot like that?
Oh, it's pretty special, eh? We've been here a few years already, and the dojo is, that's normally where a lot of the locals get their chance to shine, I suppose.
Te Dronita, how are you feeling?
Hey, tēnā koe. Feeling great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to have a yarn.
That's awesome, man. We got to see some of your set. You went on second at the dojo after the homies Modi Aura. How special was it that it was back-to-back today on Māori electronic music?
Nō tū te hōnu rene. It was my privilege to share a space with Modi Aura. I learned a lot from them. We had great yarns last night.
Hiko ki te ao, it's crazy out here. Back to back hiko. When you play Tō Wairua.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone was going crazy. Yeah. That song's been blowing up this year. You got a hit in your hands. How did it feel to play that out to the world?
Yeah. To have people recognize it, man. Oh, special. Three or four of the songs I played yesterday were new ones that I'd made for this festival.
Oh, awesome.
I'd like to polish them up, master them, probably talk to Junior Sorter, get some mastering done, and then release those.
Yeah. You
know, these slower beats, but still with a fat dance element, and obviously with Te Reo Māori at the forefront.
Down at the dojo at Twisted Frequency, a very special place, and I'm here with one of the people who helped build the dojo. Cam, how are you doing?
Kia ora. I'm doing well. It's been a long festival so far, and I've been here for a few extra weeks, so it's particularly long, but
we're getting through.
Yeah, we're getting through, and it's been good.
I'm very excited to speak to you because I've been spending a lot of time in this space. It's so special. And you helped build it.
Yeah, it was originally started by a crew, a flat of people that lived in Hetaitai in Wellington.
I love that.
And the flat was called The Dojo. They started doing this and I came in on the second year to do stage design, or help with stage design. And then at the conclusion of that year, the crew kind of just needed a break. Mm. And I was just like, you know, I'll take this on, that we can do this. You know, I've been in the community for a number of years now, and I see this as like a really good way of like paying respect to the community that I rely on like all year round. And I think it's really important to give artists the chance for people to like froth their shit and just be like,
yes,
actually what you're up to is real mean and unique, and like it deserves to be seen.
We're here at Twisted Frequency, and it's by some miracle we haven't blown away yet.
Yeah.
It's maybe the worst weather ever. But over to you, Molly Breeze.
I'm joined by Field Enhancement Unity. How are we looking on the barometer?
994
HPA.
That was pretty steady at the moment.
Yeah.
Just had it drop a couple hours ago, but yeah, it's pretty steady at the moment, northeasterly.
How much rain have we had in the last day?
I couldn't say.
This is a weather event.
Yeah.
And one. How are you feeling?
I'm very good, Nick. Very good. Just been surviving, maintaining, partying quite a bit, but I've been keeping a pretty decent, steady flow.
It's been awesome to see you at all the different sets.
Hold on. Don't be that DJ that turns up 5 minutes before your set and then you leave 5 minutes after your set, because you are not for the culture if you're doing that.
So true. I did want to talk a little bit about the weather. It's now beautiful and sunny.
It's gorgeous now.
But last night was an apocalypse of rain.
It really was. Now with the mud, that's actually a cool thing. So I might even think about that when I'm like scrolling through my tunes. I'm like, oh, is this kind of like a muddy tune?
Yeah, I like that. We'll be there cutting.
What's
cutting
a swampy garlic jungle tune, eh? You know?
I'm here with Noah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Actually,
Nevo V. Nevo V? Ooh! Your name, who it is? You're playing tonight at the dojo.
Yeah.
The dojo has been going off.
Yeah.
It's the spot.
I feel like it's increasingly been going off more and more each year.
Yeah.
The Third Eye sound system had an upgrade last year, which has made it like pretty heavy in a good way. It's great. It's just amazing lineups. Just like the whole festival.
Rooster Records whānau, Moose, Jamie and Amy, morena.
What up? How are we doing?
Yeah, good. Well, you know, I've seen better days, I think. If I'm being completely honest, how are you guys?
Oh, this is nothing. This is beauty compared to what it's been.
Yeah, you guys have been to a lot of Twisted Frequency because you're based in Takaka. And so you must have seen a lot go down in this valley over the years.
A few years ago there was a party and it rained for 3 days flat.
Okay, so we're all right.
Yeah, this is just Twisted Frequency. Welcome to it, eh?
Can you give us a little rundown for those uninitiated into Rooster Records on what the kaupapa is, what you guys do?
Yeah, I think a collective idea came together, you know, about housing music and the need for that in the scene, and just giving artists a leg up.
We did the electronic, the bass music takeover, which went phenomenally well. I think that's maybe the first moment we were like, damn, we're just like
people are really
made
into
it. Record labels. People were frothing it. It was wicked to see people there from the very beginning that's still there at the end, just going for it. Alex and Maxine from Deck Club. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are we going?
We're good. We're getting there, eh?
Yeah, we're chugging through.
chugging through.
Yeah, nah, we're having a mean time. Yes. We're stoked to be here. Yeah.
That's good.
We've been through the apocalypse and now we're like on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm only picking up on optimistic energy around the place.
Yeah.
So.
You know, you slip over, you get picked up and you just carry on.
Exactly.
You guys are playing tonight down at the Beat Batch just behind us.
Right there.
What are you looking forward to?
Oh my goodness. Well, every band that's on tonight is a favorite of ours, eh? Yeah. Like, yeah. You know, like Cruelly to Dropper and Us and then Ringlets. Like, yo. We love all those bands and Earth Tongue Later. If we can
it's
stick around for
it. It's such a good run, eh?
It's amazing. I love the rock night. Yeah.
Mm.
People just kind of, just give everything that they've got left and like sort of relent their souls. Story on the basement of your soul.
Rising darlings of the indie music scene, Dropper, how are you guys feeling?
We're good. Yeah, we're doing well.
Yeah, it's so good to be out here. You guys had a massive 2025. It's crazy to say that was a day ago.
Yeah.
Be a Little Kinder album release came out. Do you have any reflections on that now that it's the next year?
I think we're really proud of the record, and but we're really looking forward to what's coming next. Mm. So the reflection is just kind of like, I think the way that I like to think about it is that we are always looking forward.
Yeah.
The next record's always like the next important thing, you know. So I don't know if there's many reflections. We all love it, eh? Like we all really enjoy the record, and we're stoked on it. But we're looking forward to what's to come.
I'm joined by Hemi Hemingway. How are you?
Hello. I am.
It's been a bit of a journey, hasn't it?
It's been a real ordeal, and my nerves are fried, but we're here.
But we're here.
Nice.
We live to see another day.
We do, and there's no more rain at the moment, which is good.
Not a lot of exciting stuff on the horizon.
I do have some exciting stuff on the horizon.
You got an album out in February.
Album out February 20th.
Oh my god.
New single out Jan 12th, I think. I need to check that. But yeah, it's Jan 12th. Wow. Yeah.
That's so cool. Hey guys, how are we going?
Doing really well, thank you. This is my second set of gumboots. The first one I lost, so I got some more for this spot. We've got like the kind of graded effects of Twisted Frequency. This is sort of the acute phase, this is the medium phase, and this is sort of fresh.
Like every stage of the life cycle.
Yeah.
I am Earth Tongue. Kia ora. Hello.
Kia ora, what's going on?
You guys are playing tonight, which is really, really exciting. We're so excited to have you back in the country. You've been overseas for a wee while. How's it feel to be home?
Really nice, really nice. Yeah, especially, so we're living in Berlin and we've escaped the winter, seeing photos of the snow there, so feeling pretty smug, to be honest.
Smug, but a little bit guilty.
Have you guys played here before?
We've played twice before.
Twice, okay, so you're veterans.
Yeah. Ezra's also DJed twice and they were legendary DJ sets.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
My DJ career started and ended here.
That's wonderful. Okay, 2026, so much on the horizon for you guys. A new album in February.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit. Are we going to hear some of it tonight?
Yes, So we have a new album called Dungeon Vision coming out on Friday, the 13th of February. Had to pick that date. We're playing a few songs from it. We've released a few singles. And yeah, it's like, it's a very melodic album, I'd say. Like, it's very singy. There's a lot of songs where just I sing. So it's kind of a nice development that I think people will dig. But then there's, also some very, like, straight up heavy robot voice songs as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We wanted to go medieval for an album, so
yep.
We've gone fantastical and we had fun with it.
Just like that, that concludes our coverage of Twisted Frequency 2025-2026. Thank you so much to the Twisted team for having us. Thank you to all of the people who had a caught it all with us. Modi Aura, Drone Eater, Cam from the Dojo team, Molly Breeze and Field Enhancement Unity for that brilliant weather report. And One, Nevi V, Rooster Records, Deck Club, Dropper, Hemi Hemingway, Ringlets, Earth Tongue, and even more, all of the friends we made along the way. Thank you, Nick, for joining me for those beautiful interviews. And thank you to our mate, Gab, who did a lot of our filming as well. It was a real beautiful time. There's going to be some photos and highlights up on the socials soon. But the main point of all of this is just to tell you that if you can afford to get a ticket early for next year's Twisted, please do so. If you can afford to donate and give a little bit of koha, please do so. It's such a beautiful grassroots kaupapa, and it's important that we support these independent festivals so they can keep going. Next year might be the last one, so you won't want to miss it. It was a real time, I'll tell you that much. Alrighty, you're on BFM Breakfast. We're going to jump into some ads and we'll be back shortly.